All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it. Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping. Whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation, that is the meal that I stick with. And you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Wrecker5. Mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at. Hope you're having a good day. I would like to go over with you some news coming to you from Epoch TV. Now, what I got in store for you today, I think many of you probably already know, but let's get a little bit into detail. Some of these things you won't know. And then I'm actually going to answer some emails. So, starting right off, Biden signs law putting kill switches in cars. Yeah, that's a true thing. Kill switches in cars. I'm sure that'll never be abused. So let's hear what Epoch TV had to say about this. All new cars in the United States will be required to install kill switches by 2026. These were mandated in a recent infrastructure bill, allegedly to stop drunk drivers. Hold on. Wait a second. Stop. The way you drive, inebriated, distracted, or if you're just a shitty driver, has nothing to do with infrastructure. Let's go ahead and get that out. Infrastructure is our precious grid that keeps being attacked every week, every month. 2022 has been the most amount of attacks ever recorded on our power grid, and they're increasing in volume. That's infrastructure. Your water is infrastructure. Your roads are infrastructure. Your bridges are infrastructure. The way they're created, maintaining them, not the idiot driving. Or is this about taking your cars away? So these were mandated in a recent infrastructure bill, allegedly to stop drunk drivers like Nancy Pelosi. But concerns are going around that it may lead to government abuse, especially as organizations, including the World Economic Forum, the World Pedophilia Forum, are trying to advance an agenda against cars overall. Before I get into this article, who is the WEF? Who is Klaus Schwab? And why does our Congress listen to him? Why do countries around the world listen to this guy? This maniac, this Marvel villain. He's not even that cool. I would put him at like a James Bond villain, right? The white suit villain with his evil cat. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has ruled on the controversial Brunson versus Alma Adams case that has sought to overturn the 2020 elections. I mean, holy crap. Think about that for a second. The Supreme Court, who all of a sudden has made a left oblique and said, we are going to start doing things conservative-wise now. I mean, for the longest time, they just kept going in the circle the whole time. You know, I mean, occasionally you would get something that we the people think is fair and constitutional, and the majority of time the Supreme Court wouldn't take any case that was there to help you as the American people. Now they are. I think that's very interesting that now they're deciding to do this. I don't think the election will get overturned. I mean, even if so, it's 2023. We got one more year until the 2024 election cycle comes up. You think they'd really put Donald Trump back in charge? Or do you want to see this new House of Representatives go after this case and put pressure upon all the political incumbents, put pressure upon the Supreme Court? I mean, Biden's been able to do that with his DOJ. Why can't we do it with the Supreme Court? Corruption. That's why. Corruption. At its deepest, darkest levels, the corruption that we face in our country is unprecedented. Classified documents are found in Biden's previous office in Penn State, and a fake name for this office,
fake think tape. You know, I mean, for one thing to think of, to consider that Biden has a think tank, in my mind, means there's a brain in a jar and it's on a shelf somewhere that he looks at occasionally. Otherwise, this man doesn't think. People do his thinking. Everything that you're seeing right now that is coming out is to distract you from what's really taking place in this country. There is a political movement amongst we the people. We the people have woken up to all the bullshit. We've woken up. We know what's right and what's wrong. We know now what congressmen and senators are worth their salt. We know how much they lied about Donald Trump, no matter how much you like the man or not. And we know that the supreme liar in chief, Barack Obama, is still pulling the strings on his newest sock puppet, which is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is an enemy of the state. Our state. We the people's damn country. Joe Biden, you are the enemy. I could get off on the tangent here, but I'm going to try and stay focused. All right. World leaders are meeting at Davos with Klaus Schwab. About three podcasts ago, I went over the fact that Klaus Schwab's WEF wants to legitimize, legalize pedophilia. Worldwide, he wants to internationally decriminalize it. Do you really think our government would go along with that, knowing who's in office? I do. Because we still don't know who has an acting member of our government with a D or an R in front of their name was part of what island? Epstein's Island? All the Republicans every year go to the Bohemian Grove, which is a what? A huge sex party. Unfortunately, CommieTube decided to take down probably one of the best interviews I've gotten to do yet with a former high priest of the Satanic Church. And we were able to actually get into this conversation, and we were able to talk about some crazy stuff about Bohemian Grove. Crazy stuff. It's all sex scandals, drugs, sex scandals, buying off politicians. And once again, we're talking about Republican politicians who would come out there and they would meet with these satanic priests to get their blessing to try and get a bill passed. Oh, and by the way, it all costs money. It's almost like a big scam. Yeah, but YouTube took that one down. You can still find it on the Rumble channel and on gsradio.net. I highly advise everybody go and listen to that. Zachary King. That's the guy that I interviewed. It is most of that conversation is mind-numbing. And I don't know that I want to have that conversation with him again, to be honest with you. My mind can only take so much of this nonsense until I just want to start fist fighting the air. But all the world leaders, meeting with Klaus Schwab, a pedophile in chief now, what do you think all the world leaders are going to meet to talk about? I'll tell you what they're talking about. How to take over their countries. How to take over their people. How to take away your rights, your necessities. Look, even our own American government's talking about trying to take away gas stoves. We have a gas stove here on the homestead. And you can come and take it from my cold, dead hands. Why do they want your gas stove? The same reason why they want your kids. Because they can take it. And because it brings you happiness. You raise your kids right in a good, godly manner, they have less people to prey upon. More people are exposed to their agenda, the less can come and help them with their agenda or be a byproduct victim of the agenda. They come and take your gas stove. I don't know how many Americans have gas stoves, but I know in Texas, quite a few. I have always had a gas stove. Even when I worked in the government and I was traveling all around the dang country. When we lived in Texas, and then we had to live in Pennsylvania, and then we had to move to Delaware, and then we got to move back to Texas. Every single time we had a gas stove. Because I was never going to be caught connected to this power grid. Because I knew from the very beginning, because I was told, the power grid at any moment in time can go down. And if you're completely hooked into it, you're screwed. So we always made sure that we had a gas stove. Because at least then we can still cook and boil water and all that other good stuff. You can heat your home with a gas stove. Let's move on to the next one. So the Supreme Court may end all gun control. Currently, the Supreme Court is considering taking on a case that may defeat every state's form of gun control. And I think that's what needs to happen. I have guns all over this room. I also have a multi-system lock on this room that my kids can never get into here. It's pretty high tech. Takes like a fingerprint and all that other type of stuff. It's almost like walking into a government facility. And I did that for safety standards because safety is paramount. I don't keep bullets loaded in my guns. And any of you guys out there who keep bullets loaded in your gun, because you're that paranoid. If you got kids and your child grabs that weapon and kills themselves or someone else, it is your fault legally. Gentlemen, it takes like half a second to load a firearm with a magazine and then charge it. It doesn't take very long. If anything, hearing that may make someone think twice. Now, always know that whenever you have a firearm, that you visually and physically clear the chamber, looking into the chamber, making sure there's not a bullet stuck in it, because that does happen, and visually and physically checking the magazine well to make sure there's not a source of ammunition that is being fed into it. Now you have a empty weapon. And take your magazine source, load it, and for the purposes of a demonstration, it is unloaded. And then just rack the slide back, guys. It takes no time at all. When I train with the Israeli Special Forces, that's actually how they have all their guns stowed. I disagree with that. Wholeheartedly, I disagree with that. When you're in the performance of your duties, have a round in the chamber. But, you know, just sitting around the house, why do they all need to be loaded? I have friends of mine that keep a bullet in every gun, and they got guns hidden all over their house. Look, if you want to live that way, live that way. I always have a firearm on me. I have always seemed to have found in my adult life so far that I really only need one firearm. on my person, in my house. I don't need to walk around with a plate carrier. I don't need to walk around with my cool guy tactical helmet and my AR-15 or AR-10 or shotgun. I just need my pistol. And I don't need it all the time. For the sake of being uncomfortable, I carry my pistol all the time. I believe you should live in a state of being uncomfortable. But there are some guys out there, man, that, you know, it's going to happen. You can go on the internet and you can search it how many different times children have accidentally shot themselves with guns. It's very rare. The number is very small, but you do not want to be that parent. I don't want to be that parent. So that's my gun safety advice to you. When you're at home, keep your weapons safe, gents. All right. The other thing about the about this gun law stuff. Look, the federal government will never push to give you freedom. They always push to constrain, to constrict, to take back rights. And they more or less, I guess, they want us to go out and fight them in court. Which is hard because we don't have tens of thousands of dollars to spend willy-nilly on, a bunch of, lawyers. There's so many other names I want to call them, but this is a family-friendly show at times. But look, if you're like me and you got a bunch of guns, you got SBRs, short-barreled rifles, you got pistols, and you have the pistol buttstock. The real atrocity here is that ATF does not make law. So ATF's opinions should never be sought out, in my personal opinion, for ways to constrain and constrict your Second Amendment. If you want a short-barreled rifle, buy a short-barreled rifle. If you want a pistolized buttstock, buy a pistolized buttstock. The only reason why it's there is because it's a loophole around the SBR. It's still the same damn rifle. There's no difference. 9mm all the way up to 5.56 or 308 or 7.62. It doesn't matter. The bad guys will carry this no matter what, but you, the good guy, no, you're penalized. If you get caught with it, oh man, look out for those hefty charges. But in certain places in the country right now, like Illinois, parts of California, New York, if you get caught with an illegal weapon, they seize the weapon, you walk free. Try that in Texas. They'll seize the weapon and you go to jail, buddy. But in Texas, you don't need all this crap. I want to walk around with my gun on my hip, exposed. I can. We're an open carry state. I still say, get your license to carry. What's the harm in it? You know, you can go to multiple states, wherever you're allowed with that license to carry. Carry concealed. Weapons are meant to be felt, not to be seen. There are times that I do open carry, and those are for very specific reasons. And I'll say one reason why. If I open carry in public, it's because I'm paying attention to the heightened threat risk. And if I want quick and immediate access to my pistol, it's there. I don't have to clear my gear. I don't have to rake back my coat or a jacket to try and obtain a good grip on my pistol. It's right there because it's not being covered up by anything. On the other hand, like here at the homestead, I open carry all the time. Because it's my damn home. And there are a lot of people who will sit there and they'll beat you up back and forth. Should you open carry? Should you only conceal carry? And everybody's got an opinion. And everybody's got a cool way of talking tactically. It's two frames of mind here. Open carry or conceal carry? Are you going to conceal carry in war? You can. It's not that smart unless you're on clandestine operations. But for the general practicality, everybody open carries. And there's almost never any negligent discharges. It is a slight show of force. In my area, we have a lot of banditos, bandito biker gangs. And we have some other biker gangs. So, and they typically don't bother you. But occasionally, for those who feel like they want to be tough guys, if I'm out there pumping gas at a gas station and in comes a chapter, I'm not going to brandish my firearm. I'm just going to untuck my shirt and I'm going to chicken wing it with my arm and have it covered and keep my hand in my right pocket. So if anything is needed, I can quickly grab my gun. And I'm almost fairly certain that I can grab my gun quicker than most of them. At least that's in my mindset with my skill set, my level of training. And I do this stuff every day. I train with these weapons every day. Like this Glock 19. I have a Glock 19X airsoft gun that goes in this exact same holster that I have that my gun goes into with the exact same light that's on that gun. So I get to train with the same weapon, with the same light in the same holster, and it's airsoft. It's and it's a reciprocal upper slide, so it moves back and forth. You know, I mean, it could be better, but it's a lot better than nothing. Dry firing is very boring. I can at least have a little bit of marksmanship classes with myself while I'm shooting one of these little airsoft guns. And it's what I train people with. I'm going to say this. And I don't want anyone to get offended when I say this, but I'm going to offend you. There are many of you out there who have really, really bad guns. You don't think about what you're buying. You put everything that's an attachment onto a rifle. Just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? So, you know, you need the very minimum. You just need the basics of your pistol and your rifle. Just because you buy a Glock doesn't mean you have to get an aim point or a Trijicon RMR or an aim point acro red dot sight put on it. Doesn't mean you have to have a suppressor. You know, it just, I carry a standard Glock. That's it. Just like what I was issued when I was in law enforcement, a standard Glock. And I'm over here shooting very, very fast. For our standards, very fast. But you don't need all this other crazy crap on there. Half of you don't know what it is that you have. And no offense, guys, I've hung out with some of you before. I've seen some of your weapon systems. If you own a Kel-Tec Sub 2000, haze yourself. Get rid of that gun and buy something that is reliable. The only reason, if you ever come and take any of my training, like the training that we're going to be doing mid-February, let me see those dates again. So those dates are the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th of February. This is going to be a training that's going to be relatable to many people. We are going to be giving you a grid-down scenario training basis. So we are training in cases a grid-down. We're going to get your basic tactics and movements. We're going to be doing your medical, some basic and advanced stuff, which is going to be super cool. It's all hands-on training. We're going to be talking a little bit about SEER. And then we're going to be doing some patrolling. It's going to be fun. Break out the monotony of sitting in a classroom or just staying on a flat range. We're going to teach you how to think as you're walking, to see what we are looking at and to know how to cross a danger zone and bound. We're going to teach you how to do some things in case it gets crazy that will, not may, that will save your life. And then on the final day, that Monday, training begins Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The final day is Monday. We're going to be doing an entire day of live exercises. No firearms are going to be there at all. Everything is going to be airsoft. for safety reasons. You are going to be doing scenario-based training. Anyone from no skills at all to basic skills to advanced levels, please, if you're interested, come out, come take the training. It's going to be fun. You're going to learn a lot. That last day, you're going to apply everything that you have learned the first 3 days in scenario-based training. So you'll get the ability to say, I've kind of been through this before. I got to train it and experience it. And then nighttime training, you're going to get to do it all again, except now during dark hours. And that's when things get very, very different. I'm going to teach you how to walk a little bit differently. I'm going to teach you how to communicate a little bit differently at night. And then you're going to get a chance to try on night vision and to do some patrolling and some training scenarios with night vision. And then the same thing with a thermal device. And you're going to get to see what the real differences are between your M1 eyeball at night and a night vision device versus thermal. So we're going to teach you how to do reconnaissance of an area, how to assess an area, and how if you've got these two devices, a thermal and night vision, how you could use them both together to sweep and clear an area before you move into it. Now, once again, no area is ever fully clear until you walk the ground and get your eyes on it. No house is ever clear until you've cleared every room. And then even then, sometimes we don't find the bad guys. They're hiding in cracks in the wall. They're hiding in the roofs. They're hiding under the bed, inside the couch. They're everywhere. They can be anywhere they can fit themselves. So we're going to do a lot of training. It's going to be a lot of fun. People from all skill sets and levels, if you want to come out there, come out. ReadyMadeResources.com should have the training dates put up either today or tomorrow. And for various reasons, I'm not giving the syllabus. Just know that you're going to be doing tactics in the morning to lunch. And then after you return from lunch, it's going to be all medical until the end of the day. It's going to be SEER. And then we're going to have some nighttime training. All 3 days nighttime training. This is going to be a long day. But I only have so long to train you. And the risks to our country are growing exponentially every day. So if you don't have the ability to take training, I got nothing for you. You know, practice what you can when you can. But when you get these abilities to come out to places like this in Tennessee and to train with guys like me, who's been doing this for 15 years, and to train with guys like Doc Reyes, who was a Special Forces medic, you know, that's 18 years of training. 15 years of training on my end, 18 on his. And we're going to be teaching you stuff to survive. Surviving as a single unit to a family unit. I mean, this is all about us as individuals and as communities being able to survive. You may be able to get these 3 or 4 days of training and go back and teach your church. Go back and teach your community. This is what I learned. If a grid down ever happens, I can formulate a little plan now. That's what we're going to help you out with, because grid down is the number one thing that's going to happen in this country. It's been happening. I've been saying this since I've got on the radio for over a year now. The glass jaw of America is the grid. Very few people talk about it extensively the way I do, because what I've noticed a lot of other radio hosts do, and I'll step on their toes because maybe I can get them put in check and get them to do their homework a little bit better. But what they like to do is, let's have an interesting topic today. Let's see how much crap I can sell you. Let me get you scared about grid down. Let me get you really scared about EMP, electromagnetic pulse. And then I get to talk about nukes and everybody in the world that has nukes and how they can nuke us with EMPs. And then we'll talk about all the crime that'll happen afterwards. Or, hey, how about this one? An X-class solar flare CME event happens. Whole world goes dark. What do you do? And you'll hear it once, maybe twice a year. Fox News will talk about it once or twice in a serious note. And they'll bring on all these panel of experts for a couple of days. And then they'll move on to Donald Trump and Biden. I say it because I've lived it. I trained for it. The U.S. government trained me to deal with these types of things. And now I want to be able to give you that training. You're not going to come out being special forces after 4 days of training. But hopefully you will be able to retain this and remember it. And we'll be putting this training on later on in the year as well. So if you can't make it this time, try and come during the, I think it's going to be probably in the summertime, we'll be doing it again. If you want to contact me about this training, AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com or contact readymaderesources.com and ask to speak to Bob Griswold about the course. I implore you, please, if you don't have training, come to the course. It's an $800 course, 4 days of training. You don't need to buy any gear for this. Come as you are. If you want to bring your bug out bag so that you can walk around with it, or your plate carrier in your helmet so that you can walk around with it with the immersive type training that we're going to be doing, then bring it. But I got the guns for you. Don't worry about that. And like I said, this is safety is paramount. We're going to be doing scenario-based training where you're going to have to be engaged with other individuals. So no live firearms. And also, what this helps me do is now, if you've never operated a Glock or an M4 variant, that's the only two things that I use, M4s or AR-15 variants or Glocks, the two most common weapons you're going to find in America. Now you get to train with them. And because it's airsoft, now you get the experience how great an airsoft weapon is for training. I'm not saying go out and be a LARPer and try and look like John Rambo on the airsoft field while you're slaying a bunch of kids. What I'm talking about doing is training at your home in the ability. You can train in your house with this stuff. You can train in your garage, in your backyard. It's more or less a big toy. I think it's worth it for the training value. How many of you out there can waste money on 20,000 rounds of 9mm or 5.56? About that much of you. 20,000 rounds of BBs is like $22. Take your pick, guys. What you need to know how to do. It's how to fix malfunctions, do quick and precise magazine exchanges, and work on your basic fundamentals of marksmanship and basic tactics, which are things that you would use basically every day or any type of basic engagement with people. Why do I keep saying basic? I keep saying basic because everyone is trained to a basic standard. And when you get into your unit and then you get into small units or specialized units, then your training gets critiqued. Because then you have SOPs that you form for your group for how you are deployed on the battlefield. So you can critique all that at home. Let me give you the basics, teaching you how to walk with a gun. And not shoot yourself or someone else. I mean, many people may just, you know, gaff me off when I say this, but knowing the basic fundamentals of marksmanship basic fundamentals of medical aid, how to survive, evade, or even resist, is what you would do if you got kidnapped, if you were engaged with a gang, if you got robbed, if someone burglarized you, if you had a home invasion, if you lived on the border and you now have illegals trying to kick in your door. That's the basic stuff that I'm talking about. And these engagements typically last seconds to a couple minutes, and then it's over with. And that could dictate, do you live or do you die? So if you're serious about prepping and you're willing to spend tens of thousands of dollars on food and water filters and all these cool guy gadgets, you may want to consider doing training. Just a heads up for you. All right, so I'm going to read a couple emails. Good friend of mine, Eric. We conversate probably every week. Cool thing, I'll say this, cool thing I've been able to do since becoming a radio show host is that I get very cool, interesting people who email me and stay in contact with me. And because, I don't know, I don't have an ego. I'm really not doing this for the money. There's very little money to be made in this. That's why I ask for donations to keep the freaking lights on at times. And if you want to donate, AmericanVindictaShow.com, there's a donate section on there. Give, send, go, American Vindicta Show is probably the easiest way, but there's also a P.O. box for other people who want to send stuff. And I get letters occasionally. Hey, thanks for what you do on the show. And here's a prayer wrote out for you. I love it. Send that stuff. Keeps me motivated. It keeps me in the fight to know that I'm making some sort of a difference. I know I'm negative Nancy on here a lot of times. But I'm speaking out and going after the agendas of the New World Order. I'm speaking out against I'll probably get in trouble when I say this, but I speak out against those religions, the religious corporations that are deceiving the masses with man-made dogmatic traditions, not the individuals. I don't go after individual people unless you deserve it. But it's these corporations that call themselves churches at times. They give you so little milk, even less meat. But they'll give you be blessed on the way out. They'll tell you about 5 minutes of somewhere between Mark, Luke, and John when Jesus did a really nice act and showed a lot of compassion. And they'll have one verse broke down, and they'll talk for about 10 minutes about it, and then they'll give some updates on the church functions. And every single time you sit in those pews at these mega churches, what's going around everywhere? Offering bowls. We want to know what our federal government does all the time with our money. You better ask your church. That's the first place you better investigate. Do we really need a $100,000 basketball ring? No. Do we really need a 100-inch TV monitor? No. I come from a little redneck church out in the middle of Redneckville, Southeast Texas. Me and my wife, that's the church that we went to. It was her family's church. Could seat about 30 people in it. And it was hot. The air conditioner almost never worked. And even there we had problems. Egos. Drama. We had two murders happen on the steps of that church. An active shooter. Right there on the steps of the church. And my sweet wife's grandmother was there when it happened. So You know, every church has its own problems. But it's, once again, it's we, the people, who make up that church. So just as much as you should be trained up in your preps, you better be trained up in your praying. A lot of these pastors out there, they don't give you no meat. They're giving you that artificial meat, that bug meat. I'm going to get myself in so much trouble one of these days. That's all right. I like trouble. All right, so my brother Eric says, hi, Doug. On a recent Doug and Dave Intel report, Dave mentioned that Jesus turned stones to bread, which was not true. Me and Dave talked about that. It was a late night. You know, I want to say that sometimes when we're doing our shows, it's 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, 12 hours, 14 hour days over here sitting in this chair at times. So forgive us if we might mention something wrong here or there. Oh, but hey, but at the same time, thanks for checking in. Glad to know you were listening. And he said that, you know, David mentioned that you should go into the ministry, that I wanted to go into the ministry. And I said, I was actually thinking about it. Need to clean up my language a little bit. But he said, we just need to continue to being faithful and God will do the rest. As to some of the greatest ministers in both the Old Testament and New Testament, remember what happened to both Isaiah and Peter. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone because I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a unclean people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah 6:5. And Peter fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. That's Luke 5:8. So I have been considering ministry work of some kind. God's had this put on my heart for a couple years now. Many years ago, I'll tell you a dream I had. I probably shouldn't, but I will anyways. Many years ago, I had a dream, and I was not saved at this time when I had this dream. That it was like end times, right? Because it's never good times. It's always bad times when I have dreams. And what was so interesting was that I had a big long beard and long hair, and I was standing behind this little pulpit, very kind of small little building, almost like a one of those rentable buildings on the side of the road. And there was a whole group of guys in there wearing combat gear and guns, and you know, my wife was singing a cappella. And I was reading from the Bible, and we led, you know, this group of guys, really, you know, mean, tough-looking guys, in prayer. And I just thought to myself, what a strange dream, because that is not me. That'll never be me. I'll never get to have a beard because I have to shave, because I have to wear a gas mask, because I'm on a special response team, and blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't a Christian. And now here I am with a beard, looking at a way to become possibly even a chaplain. Who knows? Don't ever sell God short of what he has in store for your life. I'm just moving in the direction that the Lord wants. I don't know it all the time, guys. There are plenty of you out there who are confused just like me at times. What am I supposed to do? How do I use the skills that I have? The skills that I grew up having is hunting and tracking. And then from 18 to 35, all those skills were used by the government. And now here I am not using any of those skills at all, talking into a radio in the spare room of my house on a homestead. God always has something better in store for you. Just be willing to receive it. Many times I ran from God, denied him, wrestled with Jesus, walked an unclean path. And I always thought that I never deserved the mercy that our Lord gave us, that I was a unclean-lipped man who was a sinner, didn't deserve the kingdom or the king. And I still have my bad dreams from war. I still have my bad dreams from being a cop. I still have my bad manners from both those experiences. I'm getting better, though. But just like many of you, we all have the problems that we have to deal with. I've just found that drinking never helped. Smoking never helped. Walking around angry and depressed all the time never helped. And in fact, if anything, when I left all that behind, 90% of my problems stayed with it. And you first responders out there and you cops and you guys who are career military, you know where I'm going with this. It's not a copacetic way of living. It's very dynamic. It can be very hard on a family, even harder on a marriage. And, you know, very few of us come out unscathed. And I just look at the times that we're in, and I just think, my Lord, we must be in end times. There's no way all this crazy stuff is happening right now, and you say that we're not in end times. If you listen to the latest Doug and Dave Intel report that's on thecommonsenseshow.tv that we did with Pastor Mondo Gonzalez of Prophecy Watchers, a member of the Paleo Research Group that me, Mondo, and Brent Height are all a part of. We're the guys who go out in the caves looking for giants, looking for the mound builders race, doing really cool stuff. Dangerous work at times, I'm not going to lie. Mondo would tell you that we are in end times. Prophecy is being fulfilled. Last night's show, we talked about the five red heifers and where all that is at right now, prophecy. And very quickly, it turned from the five red heifers, which I thought was great insight if you don't know anything about it. And then it morphed into the infrastructure of the Antichrist. The times that we live in, guys, very short. Get right with God. Don't play games with God. Get right. All right. Lastly, and this one's a little bit longer. Fellow that I conversate with probably weekly, Mike. He says, really like your tech shows. If you and Bob get together again, take an extra day to shoot some video of some stuff in use, practical and tactical applications for why it's needed and how to best use it. Well, at the training course that we're going to be teaching in February, come out and try it yourself. Come out and see how great night vision is. The game changer at night. Thermals and night vision. It is a game changer, guys. Come experience it yourself. He said, investing in radio tech and quality night vision costs thousands of dollars. Showing some of this stuff, how it's useful in real world, worst case disaster type scenarios, would be valuable for people to see where to best invest their limited budgets into what equipment. So I actually just recently answered a question on the YouTube comment section about this. Let's talk about your budget real quick. Don't be behind on your bills. Don't be burdened with debt. Get the basics that you need. Firearms, then firearms training, medical equipment, medical training, Know how to use the gear that you have, guys. If you're on the firing range and you accidentally shoot yourself in the leg, do you know how to put on a tourniquet? I've seen that happen at least 3 times in my career of guys that are reholstering from the kneeling position, shot themselves in the foot, the calf, and in the thigh. Know how to put on a tourniquet. Know how to stop the bleeding, applying pressure, treating for shock. Shock kills most people. Because shock comes with that massive amount of blood loss and hemorrhaging. Anyways, moving on. Your budget. So, firearms and then firearms training. Medical equipment, medical training. Body armor. Body armor costs thousands of dollars. One ballistic plate, level 3A or up, is probably going to start around $300 to $400 a plate. I would tell you, if you're going to have plates, have standalone level 3 plus plates or level 4 plates, which can stop 7.62 and should stop a few armor piercing. I would also suggest to have the ballistic backer, the level 3A ballistic backer behind that, in case there is penetration through the plate, then the other layer of ballistic armor, the soft armor, catches it. And the military and in law enforcement, that's how we wore it. Your ballistic vest goes underneath. Your ballistic plate goes on top. Two layers of body armor is better than one, and one is better than none. None of you out there can get shot in the chest and get up and keep running. Sit in the movies. You're probably going to die if you don't get immediate medical help. And we're talking about these worst case scenarios. There is no immediate medical help. With all the grid down stuff that's going on lately, eventually when they do find the way, either through a CME, an EMP, or a cyber attack, like this morning, most likely a cyber attack, all airlines flights were grounded until 9 a.m. That's a cyber attack, most likely. I don't care what the government comes out and says, unless it's someone that I know that's in that industry, I'm going to go ahead and say it's a cyber attack. And if they can attack that part of the grid and ground every flight, what else can they do? But get your body armor. Don't buy cheap body armor. Ballistic helmets. Those are thousands of dollars. My ballistic helmet's from Revision. It's the Cayman model. And it's an $1,800 helmet. My ballistic plates are $800 a piece because they weigh 2 ounces. Super light. Trust me, you wear this armor long enough, you don't want a bunch of heavy stuff for about 13 years, 14 years. I wore level 4 plates, the Sappy plates. Same thing we get issued in the military. I mean, it's 12 pounds a piece. That's 24 pounds on my body. That's a lot of weight to be wearing 10 to 12 hours a day. And then you have all the weight around your hips with the pistol belt and the magazines and the gun. And that restricts movement and that causes arthritis. And you get tight in your hips and then you get your back problems. And you got the weighted vest and you got the heavy helmet with the nods. You know, I mean, it doesn't hurt to do some neck exercises. I do neck exercises all the time. Then again, I think I've had a 20-inch neck since I was in high school. But, I mean, you know, that's the other part. You can spend all your money on this gear, but if you're not in shape, this gear is going to drag you down. If you're not in shape and you get an infection when prophecy has hit the fan, your immune system is going in the tank, and you ain't coming out of it pretty. Not unless you got immediate medical attention, which most likely you're not going to have it. Most likely you're not going to have penicillin on hand. Maybe you can find some amoxicillin, the stuff that you're supposed to give to fish. Remember when the FDA tried to regulate that across the entire internet? So, night vision, thermals, your last thing that you'd want to buy, in my honest opinion, is a thermal. I'd buy the night vision before I'd buy the thermal. Unless you buy the small thermal units like what I like to carry. And that's from FLIR. That's one of these little guys. It's the FLIR Scout. Has a USB charger in it. So how do you charge it when the power grid goes down? All very good questions. Here, let's move on. All right, what gives the best value for limited funds is what I'm looking for and what meets my needs. Thermals, NVGs, old stuff, new stuff. In my honest opinion, buy new gear. If you're going to buy old gear, it should be the regular surplus gear. You know, when it comes to night vision, guys, it's always improving. And it's not cheap. I wish it was cheaper. I think it's too damn expensive. I wish it was cheaper. But do you need two tubes? No. Can one work? Yes. Two tours in Iraq with just one tube. Well, all we had was a monotube for our NVGs, so just one working on our eye. That's all you need. Don't walk around with a thermal in one eye and then night vision in the other unless you want to give yourself a seizure and a massive headache, because your brain doesn't work like that. It would be super cool, but your brain doesn't work like that. And there are stuff that you can buy that can put a filter on top of your NVGs so that you can see a heat signature through them, but most of you don't make that amount of money. We're talking about like $18,000, $20,000 now. And I don't think that's... It is beneficial. Is it cost effective? Absolutely not. Nothing that's good is cheap. And cheap stuff ain't good. You know, cheap matches are matches. Cheap body armor is a dead person wearing cheap body armor when they get shot. When would I use it? Like wide open spaces for hundreds of yards. And I, in this area, and I'm not going to give the state that he lives in, the state that he lives in, the only place that you can get in a wide open space is in a farm or in these open fields. In his area, it's tighter, more residential. And he wants to know, would night vision be good in those areas? Yes. Night vision would be better in residential areas where there's more corners, there's more shadows, there's more risk of people being in there than out in the open field or walking through the forest. In all practicality, if you and your buddies, after prophecy has hit the fan, are ranger filing your way through the forest, only one of you needs night vision, if you can afford it. The other guys just follow close enough that you can see them. You know, you should have adequate coverage from the moon, so you should have enough light. Be careful with using flashlights at night. You're going to give away your position every single time. If you need to use a flashlight, use it. I would prefer to see the unknown than to walk into the unknown. But if I had night vision, then I don't have to shine a flashlight and illuminate whatever it is to include myself. And I'm in this training course in February, I'm going to be teaching you how to actually use a flashlight and to shoot with it. And some other stuff that you can do with it. All right, let's get over with this. All right. We talked about hams, ham radios. I think if you're a serious prepper, you need to know how to use ham radios. when it hits the fan, guys, when the power grid goes down, communication goes down. You don't have to talk on the radio with everybody. Just turn the radio on, and you're going through the different nets, different networks, different frequencies, and you're listening. It's about intel gathering, not intel giving all the time. Now, if you have a communication where you can set up between you and other people, you can share. And from Mike is a guess better experience at ham radio than I am. I used all this stuff in the military and in law enforcement. So I know how good high frequency radios are, how far away we can project ourselves using repeaters and all this other stuff, right? But that's the infrastructure that has to be in place. With ham radios, it doesn't. So, you know, I say that ham radios, your firearms, medical training, radio communication, and then go your body armor route. Then go your night vision route. And if you still got some money left over because you hit the lottery and you didn't donate to American Vindictia, well, then go and get your thermals. Be prepared. Train with the gear that you got. Train with guys who've had training. Don't go to militias for training. I'm going to say that again. And I don't care if you're part of a militia or not. Don't go to a militia for training. Go to an actual professional who does it for a living. Everybody can be politically affiliated with whatever they want. But when it comes time for training, politics is left in the discussion room. Now we're on the field and we're training. What are we always training? To stop the threat. Did I say stop a Republican? Stop a Democrat? Did I say stop this guy or that guy? No, it's the threat. To stop the threat, to secure a scene, to make sure that I'm okay, people around me are okay, training how to stop the bleeding, open the airwaves, treat for shock, teaching people how to medically evacuate somebody and care for the patient. That's what we're going to be teaching you. So if you come to the training and you want to talk about January 6th, and you want to talk about, you know, all this other stuff that the FBI is just waiting to raid your house on because you're on all these little communication websites and apps. Leave all that at home. If you come to my training, prepare to get trained. And I've said this before, and I'll say this again. I'm here to do the Lord's work, and that's to help the people get prepared. And if I can, maybe can bring a few souls to Christ. Keep your manners where they're supposed to be. And remember, I don't get friendship pay. So if you come to my training talking crazy nonsense, you're going to get kicked out. I'll return your money. But I'm not going to get set up either. So that's all I got. For all you who watch YouTube and Rumble, please like, share, subscribe. I'm constantly shadow banned. I watch how my numbers are up and down all day long. Maybe people don't like me. No, that's fine. I don't like most people. So, you know, if you like this, please share it. Please subscribe. I've had over 90,000 people visit my YouTube channel, and I have 2,300 people subscribed. So either you're not being subscribed, which that's fine, or you are subscribing and then you're being unsubscribed, which if you know already, every YouTuber in the world is having the same problem. I never thought I'd be a YouTuber. Here I am. Look at me go. So also, the American Vindictive Show on Rumble. If you can, please go to the Rumble channel. Please subscribe. What you see on the YouTube channel is also going to be on the Rumble channel, except the intel reports will only be exclusively on Rumble, where we are First Amendment free and not restricted, because we talk about things that YouTube doesn't like. GSradio.net, if you want to see the archives for every podcast I've done from the very beginning to the latest, GSradio.net. please make sure you're subscribed to thecommonsenseshow.com. If you feel like it, the TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv, Dave has all different types of guests on there, and that's what the Intel Report is on there. We're on there 3 to 5 times a week now. So, and we always have some really cool, fun talks. The Common Sense Show, all right? And Doug and Dave Intel Report, all one word, that is on Rumble. So I'm going to be trying to upload all the stuff that we're doing on the Intel Report so that you can go and see it for free, all right? So that we can get this information out there. And if you can, Redbubble, if you go to the website Redbubble and the AV merch shop, all right? So the American Vindicta Show. Go to Redbubble. You'll see the little search engine in there. Type in American Vindicta Show, and hopefully it will lead you to it. If not, the link will be in the description down below. Also with how to get in contact with me, how to donate, and the sponsors who helped me out with this. You know, Ready Made Resources has been one of the longest running sponsors of the show. Mountain State Survival has been one of the other longest running sponsors of the show. Please give those guys a look on their websites. Get what you can while you can. And if you can, support small business. Get off of Amazon and Walmart and try and support an American-made small business. So that's all I got for you. I feel better. Well, tomorrow's a new day. We're going to be having Tim Alberino on soon. And that's going to be a crazy discussion. By the way, me and Tim Alberino and Dave Hodges are going to be speaking tonight on thecommonsenseshow.tv. And we always get into some crazy conversations when we're on there. So if you want to see that, make sure you go over there and subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for the comments that you leave, good or bad. Thank you for the emails that you leave, good or bad. Thank you for the donations. You help keep this show alive. May God bless you. May he treat you this day the way that our Lord has always wanted to treat us, which is to welcome you into the family. If you're not a Christian, if your Savior is not Jesus, I implore you, please, please repent. Turn away from your wicked ways. Accept Jesus into your life. Pick up the sword and carry it. Join me in this fight and the millions of others who are fighting for the kingdom for our Lord Christ. Thank you very much, everyone. Stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.